We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Senate reaches a deal on pandemic relief. We have the story.
Sedgwick County stay-at-home order now in effect. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Wichita Public Schools provided a continuous learning update on Tuesday. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. A dense fog advisory is in effect this morning across south-central Kansas. Breezy and much warmer this afternoon. Our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
Lawmakers in the White House have reached a deal on a $2 trillion relief package aimed at giving an economic shot in the arm to the United States. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was on the Senate floor early today to announce it.
It will rush financial assistance to Americans through direct checks to households from the middle class on down and through a significant and creative expansion of unemployment insurance during this emergency.
The measure is going to get more money to hospitals and healthcare workers. The full Senate is expected to vote on it today. The House takes it up Thursday or Friday.
Sedgwick County has issued a stay-at-home order with many exceptions. It's an effort to slow the spread of the virus. Dr. Gerald Minns is the Sedgwick County Health Officer.
This virus is expected to infect 40 to 60% of the population. Putting the estimated mortality rate at 3.4%, it has been documented that 17% of those infected require hospitalization.
And as Sedgwick County Commission Chairman Pete Meitzner says, essential businesses will remain open. He explains what that means.
Essential could mean helping your visit your aged mom or dad, could be taking care of your kid, could be running an errand with your pets to the pet store, groceries, taxes with your attorneys, all of these things that are essential for you to live a fairly normal life.
Meitzner says the stay-at-home order is not a lockdown nor a shutdown, but rather a strong encouragement to stay at home.
Wichita Public Schools will release a more detailed plan on how they will proceed with a continuous learning plan for students Friday.
Superintendent Dr. Alicia Thompson hosted a news conference Tuesday afternoon to give updates on Sedgwick County's stay-at-home order, continuous learning opportunities for students, meal service, and retrieving personal items from schools. Dr. Thompson said USD 259 teachers and staff are continuing to work on study materials for students during this COVID-19 pandemic, alongside providing regular meals to students and other online education support. Dr. Thompson said the Tuesday press conference will be the last in-person press conference from the school district, and that everything else will be done online, starting on what they are calling Phase 1 Friday. The district's website address is usd259.org. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Some 911 systems across the nation have been inundated with calls during the pandemic amid staffing shortages among dispatchers. Elora Forshee is director of Sedgwick County 911.
Anybody that has a COVID-19 question, if they are concerned that they need to be tested, something of that sort, and they don't have any emergent symptoms at that time, they need to call over to the United Way of the Plains at 211. Or you may email COVID-19@Sedgwick.gov. That's Sedgwick.gov.
And anyone with concerns or questions about the stay-at-home orders is asked not to call 911, but rather 660-9000. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We'll take a look at the fate of the Summer Olympics and some news about allegations against a KU massage therapist. We'll hit that coming up in sports.
Some pretty serious charges for a New Jersey man who was faking coronavirus. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Now 7:07, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock. Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey says his department is making some adjustments as a stay-at-home order takes effect in Sedgwick County because of the virus.
If you do not need a police officer, come to your home. We will do so over the phone. But if you have an emergency, we will be there. We will be triaging calls where if it can be handled over the phone, a police officer will call you instead of responding. And the purpose of that is to slow the spread, keep our staff healthy and available for emergency calls.
The emergency accident reporting plan has also been put into effect. If there's a traffic accident and the cars are drivable, no injuries, no alcohol involved, parties may exchange information and fill out forms online rather than call police for an immediate in-person report.
Healthcare workers in some of the virus hotspots on different ends of the country struggling to find protective gear and worrying about testing, staffing, and capacity.
Virginia Dignam is a nurse and administrator at Mercy Hospital in Nassau County, New York, and the mother of a Fox employee. She says they're opening up closed units to treat patients with the virus.
My concern is how will they staff them? There's not an abundance of nurses around to provide 24/7 care.
Abe Malkin is a family doctor in Los Angeles. As he treats a handful of patients with the virus, he worries for his colleague at Cedars-Sinai Hospital.
He and a lot of his colleagues are experiencing extreme mental and physical fatigue. With regard to the patients, they're obviously seeing the sickest, most critical patients at the time, and I think that's having a heavy burden on them.
Both are worried about running low on personal protective gear. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Some pretty serious charges for a New Jersey man who was faking coronavirus.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy was not happy about this incident, even called this unidentified man a knucklehead. Here's what happened.
A defendant who got into a dispute with an employee of Wegmans coughed on the woman and told her after doing so that he had coronavirus.
The governor talking about the case during a press briefing Tuesday. When the cops showed up, the man refused to give his name or driver's license for at least 40 minutes. This man is now facing charges of making a terroristic threat, harassment, and obstruction of justice. Governor Murphy thanking law enforcement and adding,
"We will not take any noncompliant behavior."
John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
This morning, we've got some areas of thick fog here in the Wichita area. Eisenhower National Airport still reporting visibility as a quarter mile out there. So be cautious. Visibility an issue today. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DuBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman. Online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Well, we're doing really pretty well over here, KNSN.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, despite that fog out there, right? I think that's the only thing that we'll really have to worry about today. So as long as everybody, you know, getting ready to head out the door, maybe just giving yourselves a couple of extra minutes. Steve, we've been through these foggy mornings before, and that's why I mentioned we'll be able to make it through just fine. And also, just to kind of take a step back into the past, over the last few mornings, you know, I feel like this has just been a constant issue, and especially after yesterday's or late yesterday during the night when those storms rolled through, now that the ground is moist, you know, all that moisture has to go somewhere, and that's one of the reasons why we're seeing that fog right now, because where we have a dense fog advisory, which includes Sedgwick County. We actually are one of the few areas that saw the majority of that rainfall yesterday. So we'll continue to have the fog be an issue as we go through this morning. The sun coming up right now, but won't be able to see that advisory expire until 10 a.m. Even after that, late in the morning, still could have a mostly cloudy sky, but then good amounts of sunshine turning partly cloudy by the time we get into the afternoon. The sunshine, winds are going to switch out of the south and pick up quite a bit, up to 10 to 20 miles an hour. That's not only going to help clear out all that fog and the clouds, but also get us up to a nice high of 75 degrees. Now, even though it's going to be warm out there, by no means are we going to be breaking any records or anything like that. Only down to 50 degrees tonight due to the continued southerly flow, more clouds moving in. That's going to lead to a slim chance of rain by the time we get into our Thursday. But it still looks like Thursday night, This is where we'll have to watch out for an isolated, strong, and severe storm. Wichita under a low and marginal risk of severe weather, which means we could see a severe storm or two capable of gusty winds as well as some quarter-size hail. Should be able to clear out, dry out once we get into the early part of our Friday, but then late Friday, once again, late Friday into Friday night, seeing another chance of seeing a strong to severe storm. And that's going to linger possibly into the night. So it's going to be a couple of rounds of storms that we'll have between tomorrow night and Friday that we'll really have to keep an eye on. Temperatures cooling down into the 60s, but still pretty close to normal for this time of year. Right now we're at 49 degrees. Of course, pretty foggy out there. South winds at 12 miles an hour. Actually, an improvement, an increase from just about 30 minutes ago. So as those winds continue to pick up, we'll gradually see that fog clear on out.
Well, and I noticed yesterday's rainfall officially at for the National Weather Service in Wichita, 0.75 inches, 3/4 inch. And I'm sure some neighborhoods got 3 or 4 inches and some got nothing. So that's the way it works, huh?
Yeah, pretty local, especially when we're dealing with those thunderstorms because they were pretty spotty. And then we got that steady rain that was a little bit more light to moderate towards the end of that event. Absolutely. But, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if there were a few neighborhoods out there that maybe even topped out around an inch that had some maybe a little bit of heavier rain. So a nice little soaking, didn't have any flooding issues, so that's what we like, and didn't hear any reports of any damage either, despite some warnings going off just to our west.
All right. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. 7:13 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and as we were saying yesterday, morning storms, then a nice afternoon across south central Kansas. Tuesday, Wichita's high temperature was 58, normal high 61, and I've been commenting this morning, I saw yesterday afternoon, a lot of people out in Riverside getting the dogs out and going for walks. A lot of people walking the dog. 7:13 now, Steve and Ted. And yesterday afternoon, my wife and I did some essential shopping. We actually went to Sam's Club. And a couple of things that actually not too essential that we needed, but there you go.
No.
Did a quick perusal of the store. And a lot of people were taking out the rolls of paper towels. They were having a big run on that. I don't know if they're substituting that for bathroom tissue or not, but there was no toilet paper at Sam's on the west side yesterday afternoon. Nothing.
Okay.
Also,
TP update.
Something that Shelley was looking for, because over the past 3 or 4 years, Ted, I have taken a vitamin C supplement tablet every day, and I think it's helped. I think it's helped. But
sure.
That's over a couple of years, 3 years. Well, Sam's didn't have any vitamin C yesterday. Shelly said she went to Walgreens, and they didn't have any vitamin C. I guess people think that they're going to start taking vitamin C. It's going to save them from something. Now, takes you a while, and even then, it's debatable how much if it helps you at all. But looks like we're going to have a run on vitamin C. How about that? Shoppers were behaving pretty well.
Good.
Did you get out yesterday at all, by the way?
Never. Not to the store, no.
No, we made a run out to the west side just to say hello to our grandkids, and then we had a drive-through at a local hamburger stand on the way home.
Yeah, and I also supported a local small business carry-out for dinner.
There you go. So. That's what we're doing here, trying to help out. I talked to my daughter, Stacy. She's got her kids are in the well, of course, the twins are at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, and we've got Luke over there at Bishop Carroll, and she was talking about how they were organized so they could go and pick up the contents of their lockers.
Okay.
So they could take them home, and start doing their work from home. And she said it was like a really organized deal.
Oh, good.
She got in line with her van, and somebody came out and held up a sign with her name on it, drove up. They had everything there, put it in the van, and away they went. Kind of the same thing happened, I guess, over at Bishop Carroll. So these educators, they're on top of it. They're trying to do whatever they can to help out so those kids can educate from home during these times when we're not in a lockdown. We're at stay-at-home mode, right, Ted? A couple of things that remind you of Chicken and Pickle.
Yes.
Get it to go. They want you to go curbside and to go at 535-7150. We're just highlighting a few businesses that we have around town who may have some problems right now.
Yep, still have the doors open and want you to come support them with
Wingstop, carry out and delivery only. Suggested they order through their app. And see, Angelo's Italian Restaurant, take home with curbside pickup. Angelo's, how about
now
that?
Now you're talking.
Whoa. And
one of my favorites.
Brahms Marketplace is open and drive through. And By the way, the founder of Brahms has passed away. We'll have more on that. I'll have more on that coming up here in a few minutes. And Cholita's Mexican Restaurant, curbside pickup. Papa John's Pizza, pickup and delivery. Just a few of the businesses that are they're still there, and we're not going to forget about you. We're going to keep people trying to do some business with you if we can. Our good friend Jack Kellogg taking a little respite now. He works too hard anyway. But, no, Jack is taking a little time off, and I look forward to seeing him over my neighborhood because Hatman Jack's is on sabbatical right now. And, you know, this is it. This is what we're doing. We hope it gets itself solved pretty quick and so we can all get back to normal. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And time for sports with Ted Woodward. Oh, by the way, just a quick note. In a few minutes, we're going to talk with someone special who's having a birthday.
Okay.
I think you can guess who it is, can't you, Ted?
Oh, I think so.
Somebody I know, anyway. All right, Ted, take it away on the sports there. What's going on?
Yeah, let's take a look at what the current status is of the Tokyo Summer Olympics.
The 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo will not take place as scheduled. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said today, quote, "I proposed to Mr. Bach, Thomas Bach, president of the International Olympic Committee, to postpone the event for a year. He agrees 100% with me, and the latest by summer 2021, the Olympics will be held. Symbolize victory over the virus. We will like to fulfill our responsibility." Abe also said, "We have to think about the current outbreak of the coronavirus. Holding the Olympics in 2020 is difficult." He said, "We talked about a one-year postponement, and we agreed on the holding of the event in 2021. We are looking to coordinate venues." Jared Max, Fox News.
University of Kansas authorities alleging that a massage therapist already facing a child sex charge also engaged in inappropriate behavior towards at least a half dozen female athletes at KU, including unwanted touching during massages. KU chancellor and athletic director saying in a joint statement, investigators also found that an athletic trainer was aware of at least some of the incidents involving this man, but failed to appropriately report the conduct. The accused lawyer says that his client is innocent of the earlier child sex charge. So that case will continue investigation. In the NBA, the Philadelphia 76ers implemented a policy for reducing staff salary, mandatory pay cuts of up to 20% through the end of June for all of its non-contract employees. That's received immediate backlash, including from 76ers center, the former Kansas Jayhawk, Joel Embiid. He says, "Fine, I'll pay their salaries." Here's Brian Windhorst, ESPN NBA insider.
Joel Embiid sent a very loud message today. When the news came out yesterday that the employees were having their pay cut, and Joel Embiid pledged $500,000 to cover some of their losses, to have your signature star player respond to your owner in that regard, and by the way, very publicly, I wouldn't feel too good about my relationship with my number one player. When I saw the series of events take place like that, billionaire cuts people's salaries, star player says, okay, I'll pay their salaries, billionaire backs down. You can't walk away from that and think that nothing was communicated there.
So is the NBA, the owner, not making enough money?
Apparently not.
Apparently just scrimping by in these tough times.
Yeah, just barely making it.
Tell me that guy's got so much money he can't ever spend it all.
Yeah.
But why take care of the people who take care of you? What a jerk.
Yeah.
That's been pretty much the response. A disgusting human being. I'm sorry. I hate to be judgmental, but there are plenty of people like that out there.
Yeah.
And then there's guys like Joel.
And Joel Embiid.
Great
guy. I'll help you out here.
There you go.
Happy birthday today to former Major League pitcher Scott Sanders, who is 51 today. He was a starting pitcher on the 1992 Texas League Championship team for the Wichita Wranglers. He won 7 games for the Wranglers that season. Sanders ended up with 88 pro wins, 34 of those in the big leagues. Former first-round draft pick. Former Wichita Wranglers pitcher Scott Sanders is 51 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Ted, come up 7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Problems with the California State Board of Pharmacy. And Rush is going to delve into those problems.
All right.
That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.